If you opened the Prince George Citizen yesterday, you might have seen a full-page ad titled, Let's Build Site C Together. It urges BC Hydro to give 100% of the Site C jobs to British Columbians. The ad was paid for by the BC Building Trades Council. Tom Sigurdsson is their executive director.
When you hire from inside British Columbia, especially when it's a taxpayer's project, you're actually hiring your neighbors. Neighbors who will come home from a couple of weeks of work and live in the community, spend their money in the community as opposed to crossing the border to go back to Alberta or Saskatchewan or other parts of Canada and spending their money in those communities. So this impacts local businesses throughout British Columbia. It impacts the local workers who are not working, who are actually looking at other people taking jobs away from British Columbians. So it has a ripple effect throughout the economy. We just completed the largest private sector project in the history of our province at Kitimat. We had 4,000 fully qualified workers that were dedicated to that project with 3,000 on site at peak construction. And those workers are now available to go to work at the Site C Dam. They would be available to work if BC Hydro had entered into a project labor agreement. It was BC Hydro that decided that the taxpayers' $8 billion contribution to this was going to be shopped out in a way that was going to provide for work for other Canadians and perhaps temporary foreign workers. And we have quite literally hundreds of properly skilled, fully trained journey workers that are ready to go and work on the project.
That's Tom Sigurdsson. He speaks for the BC Building Trades Council. He wants all Site C construction jobs to go to British Columbians and adds that right now, one in four jobs are going to people outside of the province. BC Hydro says while it can't guarantee the dam be entirely built by workers within the province, it is making local workers a priority. Simi here speaks for the Crown Corporation.
I know there's been a lot of discussion recently about local hiring for the Site C project. And, local hiring is a top priority for BC Hydro, and we've let all of our contractors know that as well. And we're making every effort to ensure people know where the opportunities are and when they will be available. So we've already hosted a first round of job fairs in the north, and we're now beginning our second round of job fairs. They've started recently, and they're taking place in Tumbler Ridge, Fort St. John, Dawson Creek, Chetwynd, Prince George, Quesnel, Mackenzie, and Fort Nelson. So we're obviously hosting the job markets in local communities to attract a local audience and make sure it's easy and accessible for people from those communities to attend those job fairs and learn about those opportunities. I can't say how far and wide the audience suite will be and where people will come from, but we're clearly targeting local workers in those communities. Our contractors are hiring, so they're hiring their own employees. But we've made it clear that hiring British Columbians is the top priority for BC Hydro and the Site C project. Of course, there will be specific skills and a specific skill set they may need to require for a very specific job. In that case, they obviously need to ensure that they have that role and have that role filled. But we've made it very clear that hiring locally is a top priority.
That is Simi here. She is with BC Hydro. This week, the BC Building Trades Council took out a full-page ad asking for public support because it wants all of the Site C construction jobs to go to British Columbians.